For years, female soccer players in the U.S. have been sounding an alarm about sexual misconduct in the sport. And this week, an investigative report backed up what players had been saying all along, that U.S. soccer failed to protect its athletes from abuse. U.S. soccer hired former Attorney General Sally Yates to lead the investigation, which began after reporting last year from the Washington Post and The Athletic. Here's Yates on CBS News.
The sexual misconduct varies here from really inappropriate misogynistic type comments to unwanted sexual advances to actual coercion by coaches.
For more on this, let's bring in Rick Mace. He's a sports reporter for the Washington Post. Hi, Rick. Good to have you.
Great to be here.
So let's back up a bit. Tell us what the report revealed about the misconduct in women's soccer. Walk us through the key findings.
Yeah, well, some of this was public ahead of time. If you go back to the end of last season, 5 of the league's 10 coaches were dismissed, fired, or left after some kind of allegations of misconduct. So we at least knew some of the broad strokes here. What this really did was flesh out some of these allegations with details that are, you know, horrifying in nature. You know, verbal abuse, emotional abuse, and of course, sexual misconduct. And it really focuses on 3 different coaches and recounts some of these allegations that, you know, involved all those types of abuses. But really, I think the part that raises eyebrows is that these players had raised alarms. They've been complaining for years, and the powers that be, whether it's with the NWSL or with U.S. Soccer, either ignored them, dismissed them, minimized these complaints, and failed to take action against these coaches, allowing these coaches to continue this misconduct, and in some cases, move on to other jobs where other players were subject to similar abuse. And yeah. I think that's where the report really honed in on some of the systemic issues that have allowed this abuse to continue for years.
Right, and speaking of these systemic issues, according to the report, officials at all levels of the sport, not just the highest professional league, turned a blind eye to this problem. What does that mean exactly? Are we talking about all the way from youth clubs to the Olympic team?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that touches on cultural issues, too. And the report gets into that from the time these are young girls just learning the sport, often the power dynamics at play become confusing, and the boundaries between coaches, players is often blurred. Verbal abuse starts then. And, you know, coaches often become manipulative then and find out, you know, the extent of the abuse they can get away with. But when it comes to systemic issues at the highest level, there just weren't safeguards in place that you might find in other parts of sports or even corporate America.
Right.
When these players suffered abuse, there was no HR officer to turn to. There was no anonymous, you know, tip line they could call. There was no person at the league or team level in charge of player safety. So they just didn't even know how to sound the alarms. And it's one of the reasons they jumped through so many hoops and, you know, felt like they were slamming their heads against walls at times, you know, trying to make sure that these men were held accountable.
Right. Now, as we mentioned, these allegations against these coaches, they haven't been a secret. Many players have come forward over the years about the abuse they endured. Why did it take so long for a formal investigation to finally take place?
You know, it was just kind of a case of some of these things reaching critical mass and kind of hitting a tipping point. I think players became so frustrated with the inaction that they turned to media outlets like The Washington Post and The Athletic to help share their stories and basically shamed these entities into action. And, you know, it wasn't a case of just, you know, one coach, one player, one team. This was happening across the league. And, you know, not coordinated in any way. This was a very systemic issue, as we discussed. So
right.
I think it was really just a matter of hitting critical mass where they had no choice but to act. And, you know, the players made clear they weren't going to stand for anything less. They made the unprecedented step about this time a year ago where they sat out a full weekend of games. They forced the resignation of the league commissioner. Very strong actions that we don't necessarily see in other professional sports leagues.
Right. Rick, we're talking about players who are known for standing up for themselves in many cases. The women's national team, for example, fought and won equal pay with men over the past several years. What are we hearing from the athletes about all this? What does accountability look like for them?
Yeah, you know, some of the player names in this report might not be household names because some of those players were the most susceptible to abuse. Players on the margins that were worried about losing their job, worried about being benched, worried about being traded off to another team. So maybe the national team members are more of playing a supporting role here. They've been amplifying the player voices. The national team just flew overseas, and we saw some statements come out last night. They're demanding more accountability. The report is just one step. And while there's been leadership changes at the league and also U.S. Soccer, some of the owners that were in charge of these teams when this abuse occurred are still in those roles. And there's a lot of pressure right now in Chicago and in Portland for those owners to speak up and explain their actions or inaction, as the case may be. And I think this is a vocal group. They've certainly shown that they know how to flex their muscle and use their platform. And I don't anticipate that this report to be the last step by any means.
All right. Well, that's Rick Mace, sports reporter for The Washington Post. Rick, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Sure thing.